right, ladies and gents, it's time for Fish Wrap Friday. Now, this week's episode, I'm not going to be your guys' co-host. Someone special coming in. Hank Veggie is coming in. I actually have a date tonight, so Hank's going to take my spot, talk about some local club stuff. Anyways, Hank, good luck. Really dealing with Dad's crap. And Dad, take it away.
All right, everyone. Welcome to to this week's edition of Fish Wrap Friday. This week, as Jake so eloquently pointed out, we've got a guest host. Hank Veggian's on the line with us. Hank, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, no complaints. Hey, brother, look, I appreciate you jumping in. Jake and his last-minute 16-year-old planning, Dad, I've got a date kind of thing. But I appreciate you jumping in.
Yeah, good luck, Jake.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell her good luck. I asked him, you know, is this a smart girl? And he's like, well, yeah. I'm like, well, Jake, she's going out with you, son. So let's his response was valid point.
Way to build up his confidence, Dad.
Well, you know, you gotta have a little flash of reality, you know, don't want that head to swell.
Yeah, so, it's all good, man. It's all
yeah,
good.
You know, oh to be 16 again. Hey man, let's get at it. For those listeners that don't know anything about you, give them a little background.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot floating out there and people see different things because of, you know, the university stuff, etc. So just to stay with the fish wrap thing, don't believe the hype. I've been a fisherman my whole life. That's how it's been. Like, you know, family comes from the water. I'm comfortable on the water. That's where I'm from and that's where I'm at. You know, I've been fortunate to have lived in different places here in the country, and I've had family abroad and I've seen a bit of the world. And now I've been in North Carolina the last almost 14 years now. And just doing this thing down here, and it's been great. I love it.
Yeah, you guys have really, I mean, for those out that are not inside, you know, the Carolinas, that area, you guys have a huge club. I think you've got like the biggest club on Tourney X as well, don't you?
Yeah, that's something that I'm very grateful for. I've been a director. A tournament director with CKA for the last three years now. And I've learned a lot from, you know, the guys, Corey and Wayne brought me on. And there was just a bit of history and context. So CKA started in 2013, but there was kind of a handoff from the previous club. There was a trail here that started around 2009. Called Carolina Yakfish. It was run by Joey Sullivan and Bob Dayton, who are guys that I like. Some people might recognize them from KBF stuff. I've been to nationals with them a couple times.
Okay.
And Joey and Bob kind of branched off from the NCKFA, Mark Patterson's group, which has been around, I guess, 20 years now. And that's a multi-species trail. And CKA still works with NCKFA. We collaborate on some events. And Mark's a great guy. I've given seminars with him and, you know, up at the shop. So, like, the continuity, it goes from NCKFA to Carolina Yakfish to CKA. And I joined up. Corey asked me to join CKA in 2016. After I had a good showing at nationals that first year at Kentucky Lake. And, you know, we got to know each other a little better, spending some time out there. And, you know, they asked me on board, and I've been helping out ever since. It's been a real pleasure to watch it grow, and seeing those numbers on Tourney X is, I'm just grateful that anglers show up, and to see the sport grow this way and be a part of helping it grow. It's a real pleasure.
Yeah, you know, I'm not surprised to hear that you get sucked in by Corey.
Well, he's a salesman.
Yeah, well,
he's good at it.
You know, yeah, valid point. Valid point. yeah, and a Marine. Look out for that guy. So
right, double trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Double trouble with that. So, you know, one of the things with Fish Wrap Friday, right? We talk about kind of what's going on in the industry, going on, you know, going on the fish community during the week or coming into the weekend. Have you been following this Pan American deal?
Yeah, kind of. It kind of crept up on me. It snuck up on me, and I'm not saying this to knock the promotion or lack thereof. I don't even know how it happened or how it got put together. I've learned a lot about it in the last few days, and I've been impressed. You know, watching. I first caught wind of it because, well, I was fishing a lot, so I was on the water, and then I took a little break, and all of a sudden, I'm seeing, you know, Jamie Dennison riding down Main Street in a parade, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? Like, you know, this is a parade? Like, this is a Twilight Zone sort of thing. And, but sure enough, it's real, and it's happening, and I've really enjoyed following it. I think it's just amazing to see all these people from all these different countries coming out here and fishing with our friends, you know, and having
right.
fun there. It's amazing. It really is cool.
Yeah, it's it didn't catch me completely off guard, but pretty much the same thing. I mean, you know, I'm on the other side of the U.S., and so, you know, you kind of got your own gig going and doing your own thing. And the same deal, you know, on the water or just everyday life. And I was going back and forth with Chad about something, and he just told me, hey, I'm wrapped up with the Pan Am, you know, tournament this weekend. I'm like, what? I went, oh, yeah. And so then I started looking into it, and I saw a screenshot of something today. Had Eric Jackson in first place after day one. You know, I don't know how accurate that still is at this point. I don't know if that was midway through the day or what it was, but it was like Eric was one, Emily was two, and I think there was one person not from the U.S. inside the top 10. I was like, holy cow, these guys are just, they're laying it down. So
yeah, I think I saw like an updated standings, and it was like, there was a fellow from Mexico in the top five and a Canadian in the top 10.
And, oh, nice.
That's to be expected, you know, like bass fishing is a global sport. Like, to give you an example, you know, they put fish in the lakes in Italy that I used to fish when I was a kid. And
right.
I used to tell my friends, like, hey, there are bass over there. They'd be like, get out of there. How do they get bass into those lakes? Mm-hmm. They imported them and they stocked them. Just like we do
right.
here, like bass, largemouth bass had a very limited range, and then we put them in the rest of the, all around the rest of the country. So it was the same idea. If you had the water that'll support those fish, now those fish are everywhere. Everyone loves catching them, and I think it's great to see all those people getting together. I'm sure they're learning a lot from each other, different techniques and strategies, and frankly, I'm a little jealous. I wish I was there, but I say that whenever
I see fishing. I feel the same way. I mean, you know, we've talked about this before, but the thing that I watched with a few of these little videos outside of Jamie Dennison and a freaking, you know, ice cream cone and a parade, that's its own separate episode of entertainment. But just the esprit de corps between all these anglers, you know, from everywhere across the globe, I thought was fantastic. And then really just to see the overarching interest and growth of our sport, because we really have a tendency to just look in-house, you know, hey, this is what we got going in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we don't look outside. And I think this is really going to serve as a wake-up call, not just to our own community, but maybe the outdoor industry, of showing how much kayak fishing has grown outside of the U.S.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. You know, we asked for it and we got it now. It's blown up. The scale of it is just keeps growing. And just to bring it back home here, like with CKA, we decided 2 years ago to start running a Rookie of the Year, a separate award for the new anglers that were coming into the series every year.
That's great. And
every year now we have these amazing races, these young, you know, or maybe not young, but they're coming over, they're getting rid of their boats and they're moving over into kayak fishing, and they're coming over and they're fishing with us. And, you know, it's been just a wonder to watch these guys battle it out, because they're learning, but they're already good when they come into it. Right. Because the
right.
like, it's easier for them to learn quickly because there's more available to them. It's not like 10 years ago when some of us got started, you know, you were kind of making it up as you went along. It wasn't as much information or knowledge right. to share, you know.
A lot of trial and error.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that again.
And I will put a lot of emphasis on the second part of that statement, you know.
Oh yeah. I mean, I remember early events, you know, fishing with guys like Rick Rowland and Shelly Eford. Like, I'm fishing against them, talking to them now 10 years later, and it's like, wow, look at how far this has come and how much better we've gotten, you know, like,
right.
Just, and one thing that I think is important is to share that not only with younger anglers, but to, you know, spread it wherever anyone's willing to listen. And I think that's happening now with that Pan American thing. I'm sure they're having a great time and
yeah.
I hope they keep
yeah. it going. Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, that's one of the things that I've enjoyed, you know, fishing both on the bass boat side and the kayak side, you know, and then finally just sticking on the kayak side is, you know, for the most part. And I mean, even you know, you take a Jay Wallen and, you know, as just an example, and a lot of the other guys, Jay's name just kind of popped into my head, but sharing everything. Like, I mean, they'll tell you, hey, look, I'm fishing right here with this, da 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 da, in the middle of a tournament. I don't care. You will not see that in a competitive basketball tournament. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, we're a special breed. We're obsessed yeah. and we're generous at the same time. It's
right.
pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. And I just hope we keep it going because it's been working out nicely so far. And you see it happening this weekend, all that camaraderie there in Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, you know. It really is.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So outside of that, I mean, that kind of gets into that handles, I think, probably the biggest stuff going on this week, or coming into this weekend. The, you guys have done a lot with the community. I mean, you know, we've talked about this a little bit here and there, but kind of share with, I think the listeners of what you guys have been doing and especially kind of what it's led to. You know, from the Heroes on the Water and then all the way up to dealing with the state and a lot of the progress and things that have happened, because I think it's a great story and needs to be told.
Thanks, man. Well, you know, I would first say CK was founded by Garrett, Wayne, and Corey, all veterans, with a strong commitment to supporting those charities that reach out to and help and support veterans. And we've kept that going. We've maintained a really strong relationship with Heroes on the Water. We raise a lot of money for them year in and year out. Right now we're working with Chris and Jason. They're running the Combined Forces chapter out of Fayetteville. And that's a strong bond that we have. It's a commitment we all make. You know, everybody who fishes with us knows that a part of their entry fee goes directly to Heroes on the Water. And that's how it is. And that's not going to change. So long as they are there, we are there for them. And that's how it ought to be. Mm-hmm. So that constant commitment to charitable work and giving back to people has grown out in other ways as well now in the last few years. And it started in kind of a funny way. Like, some of us noticed that the state had installed some pretty fancy kayak launches in the area, and we started emailing people and, you know, tweeting at them and doing different stuff on social media, and sure enough they were listening. We found that, you know, here in North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. We figured out that they wanted to work with us. They want us to help them understand what we do so that they wow. can build the infrastructure and bring people to lakes and give them access that's going to build communities and economies around the sport.
So they really just saw the benefit of the relationship vice, you know, instead of a kayak deterrent device, they actually said, hey, let's jump, let these guys get on board with us and support it.
Well, what they did was that they had built some ramps in areas where you really couldn't get boats in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we saw that they were redoing the lots at Sheeran Harris, and you know, Sheeran Harris, legendary Bass Lake, you know, right. Bass ranks it consistently top 10 lake in the country. It was number 4 just 2 years ago. And we saw they were redoing the ramps, and you know, a bunch of us got together and emailed them, and they fixed up a side launch for us, and it's not quite as nice as some of the other ramps they built, but it's because we got in late into the conversation. Yeah. So what we decided was that we were going to be there early in some of those conversations. And I just left a meeting last week down at the lake, at the park near the lake, commission meeting where, you know, some of our guys are going to be going out and doing habitat restoration for fish in that lake and improving, like, you know, the underwater structure, assembling fish attractors, marking spots and GPS points and giving them to the Wildlife Commission. And then they were going to go plant the stuff with their barges, and we're going to help them out with that. And you know, it's a two-way.
And you guys are going to keep all those GPS locations, of course.
Oh yeah. They all go to a public website, so it's for everybody, but we get to pick the spots that because we use the lake, right? Like we
know. Right.
And you know, speaking of Jamie, I was at that meeting with his former fishing partner from the FLW tour.
Okay.
And he's a Bass Federation guy, and we were sitting next to each other, and you know, the kayak community, the bass community, there were some local guides there, and we were working together with the commission, the biologists, the engineers, and figuring this out. And that's how it ought to be. And that's something that every club and every trail in the country could do to improve access, fishing, and also, you know, keep growing these economies that support our sport.
No, I think that's a valid point. I think you may want to get ready for some phone calls and interactions after we get this thing up, because I'd be willing to bet some decent money, and I'm not a gambling guy, but there's going to be a lot of clubs that, you know, that have that interest and are struggling in the local areas and want to know how to pull that off. So I think any advice you could give those guys is going to be, you know, fantastic.
I'm happy to share it, but I can also say this, just talk to folks. That all of these agencies have public meetings, go there, talk to them, ask questions, listen. And it's a give and take. If you give them something, they're going to give something back too. And if you establish that kind of relationship, look, in the last year, the state has really stepped up and they've noticed us. And they pay attention to us. They take us seriously now. There's more press for the clubs, and it's helping to grow the sport and give us the positive reputation we deserve, because, you know, all of us are trying to do the right thing. And if we keep this thing going, it's going to last for generations. And, you know, the kids of our grandkids are going to have this, and that's what we want, because what we've all been working for these last few years is something that's going to last beyond all of us. And that's so important.
No, absolutely.
We know it from the inside, how all the good things that this does, you know, whether it's for, you know, charities like Heroes on the Water, or just getting a ramp in a place so that people can get into that water and catch some fish and get some sunshine and feel good. Hey, you know, you can't ask for more than that. We're lucky to have that, and we got to keep building on it.
Yeah, and I would think, too, you could probably get some bass boat guys to support a separate kayak launch just to keep the kayaks off the boat ramp.
Yeah, it's a good point. And, you know, I think that's part of the strategy, too. This way, the busier ramps are a little less busy, you know?
Yeah.
And also avoid some of the awkward moments that we've all had.
Oh, haven't? Yes, we have, for sure. Hey, as we get ready to wrap this thing up, because I like trying to keep this thing short.
Yeah.
You've got an event coming up, man. You got a little battle on the border going. Mm-hmm. Why don't you run through that real quick? Because that's going to be a huge ass event, and I think people from outside the region or outside the area. Did I say region out loud? Anyway, in that region or close would benefit from that.
Careful.
Yeah, I know.
Don't let the horse out of the barn yet.
Yep, exactly.
What we have is that, you know, we have a long relationship with Casey Reed and his club. You know, like we travel together. Obviously, you know, Casey knows me and Corey and the other guys. We fish events together on the KBF scene. But even right. locally, like we go to the fishing shows in the winter, like, you know, the fishing's slow. So you go buy some rods and reels and just get some food. And so this year, after many years of helping each other out, we decided like that the trails were going to, you know, cooperate on an event. And you guys, KBF, stepped up and provided some backing. So it's going to be the Battle on the Border. It's July 13th. It's on Carr Lake, also known as Bugs Island around here. It's right on the Virginia-North Carolina border. And it's going to be a great event, like a lot of fun. We're going to go against the guys from Virginia, and we're just going to see what happens. It's going to be a good time. We've got everything set up, the permits, the picnic area. So if you're in the area, if you're in either state or within driving distance, come down, sign up, and enjoy some of this awesome fishing that we have here, because Carr Lake is a special lake. It's kind of under the radar, but it's really, really nice.
Awesome. Looking forward to getting the details and the results on that one. Hank, once again, brother, hey, look, I appreciate the time. Jake appreciates you stepping in for him so he could go on, air quotes, a date night here. Which was good, but you know, you're just a wealth of knowledge. I appreciate everything you shared. I know the listeners are going to appreciate it. And we're going to have to get you back on, man, get a little more in depth, down and dirty on your background. I mean, we didn't even get into all your international scene and that whole piece. There's so much more there, that, and you know, what do you do for a living outside of this kayak and stuff. So
yeah, man,
want to get you on the show, we'll hit that. But thanks again, and to all the listeners, that's going to be a wrap for Fish Wrap Friday. Coming up in the future, we've got Corey Dreyer and I are going to sit down on Sunday evening. We're going to get that interview knocked out, and then following that, probably the following week, I'm going to sit down with Brandon Bam Miller. And that kid, I say kid because he's a kid, he is over the age of 21 though, he actually just broke the 2-day 200 inch barrier here in the last week or so out in California. So we're going to sit down with him. Great story, great kid. And maybe I should start calling him a young adult. Stop calling him a kid. I've known him for too long. But anyway, that's what we got coming. Thanks again for listening, and we will catch you guys on the flip side.